typically it's a blueprint. It's like a budget. It's a submission. It's either the president telling the country what bad shape it's in because of his predecessor.
Although
always.
They always
doesn't
say
matter.
This, yeah. They always start off
right.
saying the State of the Union is strong or
right.
good or something.
But, and let's all pull together and work on this thing. But, you know, we were talking in the break, there's been a sea change. 2009 in our very little parochial world, which is the federal workforce, 2009 was the best year federal workers have ever had on Capitol Hill. And 2011 may be following 2010, the worst year they've
right.
ever had on the Hill. So I think things are different, and the tip off we got about certain things in that the president
right.
may or may announce
a 5-year potential for a 5-year spending freeze.
Yeah, we hear that it's the best kept secret in town,
right.
presumably. So does that include a federal pay raise?
Yeah,
would that be 5 years rather than 2? We don't really know at this time. We will know tomorrow. There's just the fact that we're seriously entertaining that.
Right.
You know, a year ago, if you'd said a two-year pay freeze, oh, ha-ha, let's make it 5, ha-ha, we'd still be laughing about it. So I think a lot of us so-called experts have been caught off guard.
But this particular speech, particularly for our community, seems perhaps more important than anyone that I can remember in a long, long time.
Probably so, and I think I always find it interesting that the party that loses some or all political power is always the one that calls for an era of goodwill.
Right.
You know, be nice to the downtrodden. But it'll be interesting to me to see how many Democrats and Republicans sit together, you know, maybe from the same state delegation. I do think that's more than symbolism. That's a good idea. Some of these people don't know each other or think they loathe each other, and this is a start. You know what always fascinates me most about the State of the Union? I think, to me, it is the key to the whole thing. It's not who's there. It's who's not there.
Yes, that's
the missing cabinet officer, the potential president of the United States.
Yes.
And there's also the shadow government that's not there. These are key federal officials, and we all know some of them. And they will disappear. They've gone away already. I guess they've gone to their mountain retreats or wherever they go, but this is the shadow government. But I'm always intrigued by the cabinet officer who's not there.
So we're running the Dora Beck Insider poll, and we're asking, does the State of the Union matter? But we're also asking folks, so what's the state of the federal union? If you had to give a speech on the state of the federal space right now, our community, we mentioned that it was the best of times. Really tough times right now, isn't it?
Apologies to Charles Dickens. Yeah, these are, and again, one thing that I love about working for the station is we have a no hype rule, and that so that we don't say the sky is falling in when
right.
it's just a little cloudy. But you know, that said, these are tough times, and really the sky is the limit, and just about anything could happen.
And it's, you know, it's even if we talked a couple years ago about freezes of a 5-year spending freeze on all discretionary spending, we would have, I think, scoffed.
Right, right. And the one thing I would remind people, let's say worst case scenario for our audience, that we'll say worst case scenario that there is a 5-year federal pay freeze that's proposed and maybe even becomes law. It happens. 5 years is a lifetime in politics.
Right.
You know, members of Congress, the statesmen think in about 18-month increments. You know, members of the House run every 2 years, members of the Senate run every 6, but there's a third of the Senate is up for reelection every 2 years, and the entire House, and as we've seen, the days of guaranteed incumbency are gone, at least for now. So no matter what is done in the next few weeks, months, even year, that's not necessarily going to mean it's going to last for 5 years.
And in this internet age, as we've seen, 2009 to even 6 months later, completely different worlds.
Completely different world. I mean, look at this, the stock market crash, you know, what a difference a day or two makes.